escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, B. Mitchell Philly, 106.7 The Fan. We're out here at training camp for the first week. They're going to be going into preseason. They're going to be leaving tomorrow. They'll be practicing against the New England Patriots on Wednesday. And Joe Witt had a chance to talk to the media. Let's take a listen.
Carlin, he's done a nice job of covering as well. So I've been pleased with that group.
Hey, Joe. Good afternoon. What who are some of the players you're sort of most excited to see playing guys in other jerseys in New England, whether it be practice or the game?
Oh, that's the whole defense. I mean, I want to see us just go compete against another group. So I don't have one person that I'm most excited to see. I'm excited to see the play style come to life, and can we continue to do what we're doing out here on a consistent basis against another opponent.
What do you make of Kane Medrano's skill set, and sort of how do you think he kind of fits into what you guys do?
You know, Kane is one of those multi-positional players that we're carving out a role for him. He's defining it himself. He's doing a better job of covering than he did in the spring on tight ends. He showed a level of physicality. Now, can he consistently do it? That's one thing that we need to see when we go to New England, because we know how they're going to try to be bully ball a little bit. So is he that slash between, like I said, Jeremy Chinn or Frankie? We're still trying to figure that part out of it.
How have you seen Von Miller kind of integrate himself with this defense, both kind of on the field and in the classroom?
You know, in the classroom, let's start there. His first couple of days were like pass rush seminars, you know, and the guys were really being sponges to him. When you have a guy with a wealth of knowledge that he has, you know, the guys are going to listen to. And then when you get out there and we get into some of our known pass situations and you see the looks that we have, and tap again and DQ have done a nice job of putting some packages together that gives those guys a little bit more freedom. And it's fun to watch those guys rush. He can still get off the ball. He can bend the corner. He can bend. He can spin. And then you see DA doing some really nice things in his rush. You see Jacob doing some really nice things. So it's been good to watch.
Going back to Marshawn, what is it that you're seeing out here that maybe you weren't able to see last year because of what he was going through?
Well, he's out there. That's the first thing, okay? He's consistently out there. We last year, he went and fought his ass off, and he didn't practice very, very often. And so that's hard on a player, but he's a competitor, so he was willing to go do that and not be afraid of the result. You know, he just wanted to go out there and compete and help us win. And I think people lose that sometimes when the play might not be what you desired to be. But the dog-ass competitor, you can never go away from. But to answer your question, he's a really good press player. That's who I am, who he want to be. Nice feet. He still can hold the vertical control. And he's very, very competitive. So I've been pleased with where he is.
Because of that, what you said with him and what you were talking about with Trey and Mikey and that group, what can you do up front that maybe that can add to what this defense does?
Right now, it's a combination, and I talked to those guys about it. So I don't want anybody to get lost in translation when I talk about the run game. It's 11-man football. You know, it wasn't the issues last year. It wasn't just the front. All right, we didn't do a great job on all three levels. In the pass game, it once again, it's 11-man football. The back end cover, that gives the rush a chance to get to the second rush, or if the rush can speed up the time clock of the quarterback, now you can play some more zone-type coverages and confuse the quarterback. So it's all 11-man football, and we have to play as one.
Hey, Joe, obviously – going back to OTAs, this is all about a progression, getting better all the time, hopefully. Who are some of the guys on defense that you have seen going back to the spring that you've seen kind of just get better and better?
I just seen the whole group get better. You know, I was trying to think of somebody to really single out, but I talked to DQ yesterday about, you know, raising the floor, and I just seen the entire group get better, and that's what I want to see more than just an individual. If we can get better as a group. So I'm not trying to dodge a question at all, but the entire group has raised the level of play.
Johnny Newton, obviously he's had an off season this year as opposed to last year. Where is he at with his progression, and how close do you think he is to like getting to, you know, level you guys are hoping him to be?
I thought Johnny had a good day today, man. He had some really nice rushes, some one-on-one wins. He's healthy. His feet are good. So, we're expecting the guy that we drafted to really show, you know, this year. He was behind the eight ball some because he was dealing with those injuries last year. And so, knock on wood that he can stay healthy and we can get the best version of him.
Hey, Coach. So I asked Coach Quinn a similar question this morning. So when you look at practice, what kind of equals for you a good day for your defense? And then what would then equal we got to do better at the next practice?
You know, when we go to practice, there's sometimes I know I'm making calls that are going to put them in stressful situations. And so, all right, can we just execute the call? Can we send the ball where we want to send it? There's certain calls that they shouldn't be able to run the ball. So if they run the ball on that call, that's a negative. There shouldn't be certain calls. All right, if we have outside leverage in the pass game, they can't catch outside breakers. And so as long as we're playing the defense, and then when we get into our situations and our competitive compares, do we win? That's just that simple. You know, do we win those situations in those competitive periods? And that's what we look for. And when we go in there, we put it up on the board. All right, did we win? Did we lose? And why did we win or lose?
Good afternoon, Coach.
How you doing?
These joint practices throughout the league are becoming more common with other teams. From a defensive standpoint, what is the value of these joint practices for your squad?
It goes both ways. So, you know, when you go against each other so much, they start to know your calls. You start to know their calls. You get used to the releases of the receivers. You get used to the sets of the blockers. So it's just good to go against new bodies. And now you can see, all right, are we doing what we need to do, or are we just used to playing a certain group of guys? Can we play our play style on the road? Can we travel with it? So I really enjoy joint practices. And hopefully, with DQ, we can keep it clean. You know, the league has had a couple fights the last couple years, and we don't operate that way. We're a clean unit, and so hopefully we get up there and just get good work in, get quality work from both sides.
Coach Quinn had mentioned using the offseason for the coaches as well to kind of like reassess and see what went well and what you need to be improved on from last season. Is there anything that you as a coach, you looked at and said, this is what I want to get better at going into training camp?
Yeah, there were a number of things. To myself, and this might sound silly, my motto, and I have it on my board right now, is let's do what's right, don't necessarily be right. As coaches, you know, you think you have all the answers all the time, and so I'm being very cautious to listen to everybody and make sure I'm doing what's right, not necessarily trying to prove that I am right, if that makes sense. And so allowing the coaches just to coach, getting out the way, putting the scheme in, detailing it out from a schematic standpoint in the meeting rooms, and allowing them to go do it, and focus on calling it in the right situations, and then making sure that we're putting the players in the best situation, utilizing them. I don't think I did a good enough job in certain spaces with Frankie and Jeremy. We did good jobs, but the whole 11, I have to do a better job of using people's skill sets. So those were the three main things that I really focused on my growth.
Yeah. Coach, so much of this identity in this defense is fast and physical. What specific traits or habits are you emphasizing in camp to build that identity, especially with young guys, a guy like Jeremy Reeves, who the other day was talking about how the game has kind of slowed down for him after, you know, a rebound year last year?
Yeah, we talk about mind speed. So if we can think fast, we can play fast. We go hard. We don't practice necessarily long, but we go really, really hard. And so make sure we're chasing the ball. Make sure we're being physical up front. We're not letting the ball get through. And you just have to practice that way. You have to live that way. This is an intense environment that AP and DQ have set, a very competitive environment. And you have to get used to living that way. And one thing I would say is, everybody in that defensive room lives that way for real. You know, in the past, there might have been some resistors that, there's nobody. I mean, everybody gets down the way that we want to get down right now. And so, and that's fun. And that's fun to go. So I'm excited about this next pocket of going and going against the Patriots and being where our feet are and seeing how.
He's very intense, and I smiled when I heard him say the exact same thing I said earlier. People begin to
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Know what the guys in practice are doing against them, and it's a welcome to have them go against the New England Patriots. What you're going to see as a coach, these coaches are going to get a chance to now see who's retaining everything that they've taught them. They're going to see how guys react in different situations. Yes, guys get there and they start to cheat because they know what the steps are. They learn those things. But when you go against a new set of guys, you don't get that chance anymore. You don't get that little choice of, I know what they're going to do. You have to go out there and play all of your fundamentals and go all through your head and be able to make the thing happen real quickly. Now, they're going to find out which young guys really got it, which young guys have gotten this stuff and now can just go out there and play the game of football. I said many a time, when you're thinking on the football field, you're behind. If you're not reacting, you're going to have problems. They get the chance to see that now. And I think as the offensive coaches and the defensive coaches, they both see it. And then the thing of Dan Quinn talking to the coaches about improving stuff, and Joe recognizes it, like, it's not all about being right. You know, it's finding, like, the right situation, right solution. Coaches do sometimes feel, because I said it, it's supposed to happen. And a lot of times when you say it, it doesn't happen. So this is that next step. They're looking at guys now. They're finding out who's doing things as they go against their teammates on a day-to-day basis, a daily basis. Hell, offensive players talk to defensive players after practice, and the defensive players are telling them what they're doing, so they're figuring those things out. Now you're going to be able to now take that next step and say, which guys stepped on that football field and ready to play? Which guys were able to just go out there and play the game? Which guys had to think about it? And if you start thinking about it against another team, because they are trying to make their football team, they want their coaches to understand, there is that thing when you're going against your own player, you don't want to hurt him. You don't want to do certain things to him. Even if you beat him, you don't want to embarrass him, because that could be your friend. If your pass rush or your block can get that guy cut. So you pull back. When they go against the Patriots, they're not going to do that. And Joe's absolutely right. In these games, a lot of emotions flare. Hell, I'll be honest with you. I was in a lot of fights. Every time I thought somebody cheap shot one of my players, I wanted to get the player back. And if they kept doing it, then I felt then that they must want to go there. And I think the coaches kind of knew I reacted that way. I didn't just go out there and get into fights, but if you're doing something stupid and you're jeopardizing our season by trying to hurt one of my players, I'm going to fight you. I didn't care. And now the NFL has come down on people because of the fights. They're finding people and things of that nature. And I think Dan Quinn does run a good deal. But I say one thing. Dan is definitely telling his players, hey, we're not going up here to fight, but we're going to protect each other. And we're not going to take anybody's ish, okay? If they go out there and they bring something to us, we got to bring it back to them. Because not only are you trying to get better as a football team, you want to see how your team is coming together. Who's going to fight for their brother? Who's going to be there for their next man? And if you have to do something, everybody do it together. I don't want to see players in practice like that, for sure. You know, and listen, I'm not saying go out there and do something stupid. You know, you pull off your helmet and start swinging your helmet, you're going to get in trouble. You're going to get in trouble from the league and everybody else. And you could truly harm somebody. Don't want to see that. But as we begin to get closer to this thing, we upgraded offensive line, defensive line. The two positions that I think are going to make this team go or not go. And now we get a chance to see guys on that football team that we know are good with New England and watch our guys go against them to see how it's going to happen. See if we have improved. When I'm watching out on the field, I think the defensive line has improved. But are they improved because nobody can now cut them? And my simple explanation is, when you are a D lineman, you are a pass rusher, you are a linebacker, and you're rushing an offensive player in practice for sure with your own team, you know they cannot go below your waist. They are not going to do it, so you have a distinct advantage. But when you get into those games, even in against New England, they may tell them don't do it, but hell, if they think you got an advantage, they're gonna do the thing that they know can nullify the stuff that you're doing. And once the game come on Friday night, they damn well will cut you. And I think a defensive lineman, once they understand that, they don't come with the same reckless abandon that they do. They slow it down a little bit. They play it a little bit more cautious than what they do in practice sometimes. So I can't wait to see if our D linemen have made that major step. Are they a lot better than they were last year? Because Joe stated it. It's not about just the O-line, the D-line or the linebackers or the defensive back. It's all of them working together. Last year, there were times when the D-line held stout, running back gets through, the linebacker wasn't there to make the tackle. Other times, I saw Saquon Barkley run right out the field and had Jeremy Chinn coming, should have had him, boom, dead to his rights. He did not touch him, didn't make the tackle. So everybody has to work together. The pass rush, everybody thinking, oh, it's just about the outside. No. How about the rush up the middle? How about the defensive back holding it? Cover your guy just a little bit longer to allow the guy to get home. So it's a lot of things that I'm looking for. And then we flip it, I'm looking for the offensive line. We did bring Laremy Tunsil in.
Dude, he looks great, too.
I want to see him against somebody else now. I want to see Laremy.
That's a big fella.
He's a big dude. I want to see this stuff. Like, so I was asked earlier, what are you looking for? I'm looking for the O-line, D-line. Because if I see them get some move, some push, and I think they've gotten better, I believe this football team can get better also. Because they lead the way.
For sure. I don't think we're going to see Tunsil.
We're going to see him in the practices.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Wednesday practice more than I am the game. I think you may get more. We will get, you and I will see more in Wednesday game that's going to be helping this team throughout the year. I mean, Wednesday's practice than we're going to see on Friday.
Totally.
Because on Friday, we're going to see younger guys getting that opportunity to go out there and prove they can play. On Wednesday, we're going to see the nucleus, the base, the foundation of this team perform.
Oh, yeah.
Those guys don't get that same opportunity on Friday. So Wednesday is going to be a little bit more. Gonna show me more about what this team is than Friday will.
Totally. Have I told you what I think our setup is for Wednesday?
What's that?
Not totally confirmed, but the Patriots have, I think there's two Boston sports talk stations. And I think those guys get to set up, like, because it's in the stadium. You know what I mean? Like, they got space.
They're doing it in the stadium?
I believe so, yeah. They have a practice field too, but I think it's in the stadium. And I think we get to get set up kind of on like a club level platform watching everything. Oh. So think about it, we'll be able to see everything.
Yeah.
You know, when you're watching from the field level here, you get a really good view, but you don't get kind of that all 22 look.
Yeah.
So I don't know for sure yet, but I think that could be pretty darn cool.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I'm also curious about, and it's somebody you know. What do you think it'll mean for Izzo to be back up in New England for practices and stuff?
Not much. This preseason.
Yeah.
You know, and he's probably been there before since he left there.
He probably has.
Yeah, so it's not going to be that big of a thing for him. But I'm ready. I can't wait for it.
Dude, me too.
I'm going to take us a quick break here. And coming back, David Aldridge is going to join us at 11.
Is DA coming now?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I just said, right?
Correct.
I mean, you just left me and went off and did your other little 500,000 jobs. DA will join us when we get back. Be Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We'll be right back.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.